Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's been a major development in the race for Massachusetts governor. Two-term Attorney General Maura Healey has announced she will seek the Democratic nomination. She made her announcement in a campaign video this morning.
I've stood with you as the people's lawyer, and now I'm running to be your governor. To bring us together and come back stronger than ever.
Healey is hoping to succeed Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who announced last month he would not seek a third term. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now with more on Healey's announcement. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, so what is Maura Healey saying about her candidacy?
Sure, she says that she wants to focus on bringing people together to build an economy in which everyone can thrive. In her brief campaign video that was released this morning, Healey says as governor, she'll continue with what's working and fix what is not.
We'll get our economy back on track and bring job training to every part of our state so that everyone can share in our growth. We'll make childcare more affordable so that every family can have the flexibility and support they need. And we'll modernize our schools so that our children can learn in a safe, sustainable environment.
Now, Healey touted her time as AG, specifically protecting homeowners and students from predatory lenders, taking on ExxonMobil, as well as the pharmaceutical companies and owners that she says were fueling the opioid epidemic.
And her announcement doesn't really come as a surprise, does it?
No, it does not. In fact, I think a lot of Democrats had hoped that she'd challenge Charlie Baker 4 years ago, but she opted to run for re-election for her rather safe position as AG instead. Baker's favorability numbers among independents and some Democrats made him appear almost invincible, and Healey likely took that into account. Many political observers think that if Baker had run again this year, he had a good shot at getting a third term. With him out of the race, Healey likely sees a much clearer path to victory.
And what do you see Maura Healey bringing to this race?
Two things right off the top, name recognition and a boatload of money. A recent survey by Mass Inc. polling shows among all the candidates for governor, she has the highest name recognition with 78% of the respondents having heard of her. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella says that's much higher than the other major announced candidates, Democrats Danielle Allen, Sonia Chang-Diaz, and Republican Jeff Deal.
That's not to say that she's a foregone conclusion as a winner, but certainly starts out as the best known. That's part of it. The other part is that, on balance, many more voters hold a favorable view of her than unfavorable, which is obviously where you want to start.
In that poll, 33% of the respondents had a favorable opinion of Healey, as opposed to 17% with a negative opinion. About a quarter said that they have no opinion.
You hinted at all the money Healey has to wage a campaign. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is. She has $3.6 million available in her campaign account. To put that in perspective, if you add up the three other major announced candidates' funds, the total comes to just one-fifth of what Healey has. Now, money in a campaign isn't everything, but it sure does help a campaign compete to get their message out.
Would you mind reminding us what else we know about Maura Healey, her politics, her ideology, her personal story?
Yeah, she's 50 years old. She grew up in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire, graduated from Harvard and then Northeastern Law School. If elected, she'd be the first openly gay governor. She has spent much of her time as AG challenging federal policies instituted by the Trump administration, and she's been criticized for leaving some prosecutions of state officials to federal prosecutors. She's viewed as a progressive, but maybe a little more moderate compared to Danielle Allen and Sonia Chang-Diaz. UMass political science professor Tatish Netetta says if elected, Healey will likely push the state in a certain direction.
It's an opportunity to chart the future of the Commonwealth with a very progressive state legislature, a relatively progressive governor, and a popular, likely mandate based upon her electoral victory. So it really is an opportunity for someone who wants to sort of push the Commonwealth in a much more progressive direction. And I think she's taking that opportunity.
So Healey enters this race with strong name recognition and a lot of money, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's a shoo-in, right?
Yeah, that's right. As you know, anything is possible in Massachusetts politics. I'm reminded of the governor's race in 2006. Now, like this year, the incumbent wasn't running. The political hive mind at the time thought that Attorney General Tom Riley was going to be coronated. But an unknown by the name of Deval Patrick came along and beat Riley in the primary. Now, I'm sure that Danielle Allen and Sonia Chan-Diaz will be studying Patrick's win, trying to figure out his secret sauce for defeating a popular attorney general. It's going to be an interesting year. Mm.
Thank you very much, WBUR Steve Brown. We appreciate you being here to update us.
Thank you, Rupa.